resources are drawn into the 24-hour policing hubs, and there are going to be less of them. So when you see West Donegal is going to lose Milford as its headquarters, you're going to see parts of it probably going into Ballyshannon and parts going into Letterkenny. And our experience from 2013 in places like Glenties and Churchill, if you ask the people there, the modernisation and the change, did it impact on the levels of visibility and police presence? They would all tell you, yes, they don't see the extra patrols that were promised. So unfortunately, these projects tend not to deliver what they're promised. And also what happens is, Greg, and what was going to happen with Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal was there'd be an outcry about maybe drugs, which is a topical issue. And we would get these statistics would be farmed out by Garda managers, say, oh, in the Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal division, there are X number of Gardaí fully assigned to drug crime investigation. Now, a detective in South Leitrim is no good to the people of North Inishowen, and that's why these super divisions are going to be used to hide shortfalls in service. That's our perspective. Of course, we have an agenda, we have a perspective, but generally, people on the front line have a good feel for what's going on in their organisation.